A visit doesn't follow imagined possibilities. Modern technology is discussed, and memories of a teenage heartthrob are evoked. The drizzle was stirring lazily into steady rain the following Monday as Liz pulled up in front of Gordon and Topsy's house, a box of flapjack wedged on the back seat. Gortops, Gordon and Topsy's house, was an angular, glass-fronted building, christened Rainton South by Pat, owing to its slight resemblance to a motorway service station, set back from the road at the edge of wide, flat fields, giving onto a view of the Hambleton Hills. As she scanned the road for the reassuring sight of Thelma's muscle-blue Fiat, Liz's worried mind anticipated and rehearsed various possibilities to report back to Pat, Topsy failing to recognise them. It's so sad. Or perhaps Topsy somehow miraculously sharper, better defined in her thinking. It must be something to do with being on home ground. However, the uneasiness she was feeling wasn't solely to do with Topsy's condition. The fact was, going round to each other's houses simply wasn't something they'd ever really done in all their years of working together. As with most of her colleagues, virtually all of the socialising, with the exception of the Christmas night out, all the sharing of life and death, hopes and worries, ailing relatives, trips to Crete, new conservatories, had been done from the circle of olive green staff room chairs, or whilst waiting for the photocopier, or clutching mugs of coffee whilst on playground duty. She looked at her watch. She'd agreed to meet Thelma here at 10:30. It was now nearly 10:25. The only vehicle parked up on the wet verge was a black van, faded, slumped low on its wheels, almost as if it was trying to avoid drawing attention to itself. This added a new element to the morning's catalogue of uneasy possibilities, being ticked off in case you blocked the driver in. But even as she looked, the van sidled off with a hiss through the gathering puddles. She craned her head round. Still no sign of Thelma. As if in answer to her thoughts, her phone made a raspberry noise. She really must get Jacob to reset the text alert back to its previous restrained ping. Running app, 17 mins late, apologies, T. 17 minutes from when? Now or 10:30? Should she wait? A sudden rattle of rain on the roof decided her. She'd come to see a friend, and see her she would. She paused a moment, hands pressing into the wheel at 10:02, breathing in like she'd taught herself. She found in life doing one's duty often involved moments like these. A breathing in, a steeling of oneself. As Pat put it, getting a grip. Grip duly got. She put on the steering wheel lock, locked the car, going back twice to check, looking as she did, hopefully back down the road for any sign of the neat blue Fiat before pushing open the large five-bar gate. The front garden was tatty. To Liz, a seasoned gardener, the fact registered as surely as a sharp tap on the shoulder. True, it was hardly the best time of year, but even so there was clear evidence of ongoing and ingrained neglect. The bushes needed cutting right back, the lawn was matted with slimy moss, the edges blurring into flowerbeds cluttered with weeds, the whole thing unkempt as a food-stained cardigan.